Welcome back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Cavanaugh.
Oh, that's me. I'm Will Alexander. It's good to see you, Wayner.
Good to see you, bud. No cue card, so you have to remember your name almost automatically.
Let them off today.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about the Beagle National and all the Virginia and all that encounters and how those things that affect breed standards and functions are important. All that and more right here on the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back from where I need to go. Oh, 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 oh.
Yellow hills. Well, hey, buddy. Good to be back at home, but it was great to see you down there in Virginia at the old National for the Beagle Club. It was great fun.
Yeah, we saw each other in person, in flesh. And you know what? Eddie, our buddy Eddie was there, and he said to me, he said, I couldn't wait to see you guys, but I listen every week, so it's, I don't need to see you.
Yeah, he said, I follow your life. I already know what's going on in your lives. It was great to see Eddie and all my Canadian friends, Kim and Tim and Tracy. And I mean, just a, and of course, John Woodring and just Connie Conger.
John's great, isn't he? He just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. One dog after another.
And by the way, this is John Woodring, Land Bird Beagles. Yeah. We sometimes drop the first name. You don't know who we're talking about.
Icon, Beagle icon, John Woodring.
Yeah.
Arthur Woodburn.
Been in the game forever. He's a great late partner, Wade Burns. We miss him so much. He was missed there, surely. But
I don't know who Shirley is, but you know, it was a good
time. Yeah. He's bred great dogs and horses.
And Shelties. They had Shelties, Beagles, horses. I think they have miniature horses.
Miniature Arabians.
Yeah, great.
But it was great to see everybody, the old family of so many families of dogs. And that's truly, you know, something we talked about. People can complain all they want about the quality in their breed. Not at this National. It was deep and really good dogs. I'm not saying everyone was great, but boy, when there's 25 or 30, you'd go,
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty nice.
You there were some kennels that really made me open my eyes, you know. Not that they're out of sight, out of mind, but the familiarity of it, you don't really look at their depth. And my God, and my eyes opened. So
yeah, there really was. And you know, families that have been breeding true for a long time, and that's a great tribute to their coordinators and breeders and owners and all that stuff. There's it's interesting. As you may have guessed, I'm a pedigree nerd, and pointers are bred relatively tight. Beagles are not. They're a heterozygous gene pool in a lot of ways. You can look through a catalog of 306 beagles, as we did, and there is not like one or two sired everything there, like is true in some breeds.
Right.
It's a pretty good mix.
There are, so you can go back and there'll be a common denominator, but
But a lot of new sires, which was exciting, and a lot of great dogs from all over the world. The Swedish dog came over. Maddie Beck, great dogs, just great dogs. And Macarena Pantaleon from Chile, and Alberto, who's such a wonderful handler.
He's fun to watch, isn't he?
He is fun to watch, yeah.
Great job.
So you get to see this international flair going on and all of that at the same time. And the weather was perfect.
In Virginia. Not just like in old, like all the Middleburg. I'm telling you.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was, you know, 68 and cloudy, perfect dog show weather. Then some bright sun would come through. The backdrop, if you've never been to Aldi, Virginia, you've missed one. It's got to be one of the prettiest places in the country.
Gosh, I just love it. And we would go to dinner in the Middleburg. Now, when I was a youngster, I used to go to Middleburg all the time to visit the Eldridges. But I didn't know where I was because I was a kid. I'd get on the plane and someone would pick me up. And I'd probably sleep until I got to the farm. I didn't know I missed. Like we walked through Middleburg this time. It's probably the first time I've ever walked through Middleburg. And it's just a beautiful town. And there's a Trevelda real estate office. And I searched it and it's run by Maria Eldridge.
So how do you call?
No, I haven't called. I'm guessing it must be his granddaughter or niece or something.
Yeah, but it has to be related. I mean, that's the area. How many Eldridges are around?
And Trevelda, to take the name Trevelda.
We're talking about the great Trevelda Irish Setter Kennel and English Cockers as well.
Yeah.
Ted Eldridge. So it's one of the great icons of our sport that has been gone a long time. But
oh, my God, yeah. He was I used to go there and for the summer – usually the cherry blossom circuit I went, and it was just the greatest time. And then Mr. Reed passed away when I was ranching out on my own, and I never got to really see him again. So, well, I didn't see him, obviously, but you know, it was a hole because he was always there. Anyway, sorry.
But that background, those dogs, that family of dogs is still alive through all, I mean, many generations back, but yeah. Those dogs had their stamp on the breed for sure. And fun was had by all. And young William, you came home with a new puppy.
He did, and I'm watching her right now because she's just out of my eyesight, but I hear things happening. And usually AJ, the older dog, if he leaves the area, that means something bad is happening. And I don't see AJ or Clark, my Bouvier, anywhere. I just see this little tail.
They don't want to be blamed for whatever she's
no,
done.
They don't.
And there was, you know, that's the cool part of a national. Well, there's so many cool parts of a national. This particular national, of course, you know, the 4 to 6 month puppies were so fun to watch. And then the veterans who were spectacular. So in my opinion, half a dozen of the best dogs there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Just sensational to watch. And yeah, it was a fun time. You know, you had all the tailgates and raffles and all that good stuff.
I set up with my friend Doug.
That's right.
It was like the old days. We were set up.
It was. Yeah, we had. This is
we
Doug
mocked
Belter.
Each other.
Yeah. Doug Belter, Will, Eddie, Zook, me, Penelope. Sherry Burke, my wife Cheryl was there to celebrate with us, which is rare and fun. And that was just great fun. And for the second time, or it could be the third, Cheryl and I won the Canadian basket. Now, let me tell you how hard I fight for that, Will, just because of my respect for your land of igloos and seals. The basket was wonderful, full of great goodies. And these are those things where, you know, it's kind of a silent auction. You just go up there and write your name in, and each state, in this case, a country, has the opportunity to donate a basket for fundraiser. And they're chock full of really good stuff. We got a lot of cool Canadian things, lots of cool Canadian candy, and some dog beds with Snoopy and Canadian flags all over it. So we were the big prize winner, Will. That's the thing I wanted to win. I win in the national hand, nice. Win in the Canadian basket. I'm in. I'm all in.
I know. I, you guys, because we're on radio, you couldn't see what I did, but I told Wayne to keep talking because my puppy, I don't know what the fascination is, but out she comes from the bathroom with toilet paper streaming behind her. So I had to go and close the door. I'll clean it up later.
This is the real life people behind the dogs, you know.
You want to know how smart she is? She just left because now there's a bathroom off the laundry room. And I think she just left to go to that one because I closed the door on this one.
You do have a crate there, don't you, Will?
I do, but
she's too cute. I know. And I want a great crate, too. By the way, impact crates, which I love, don't make beagle-sized crates anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy because my beagle crates are impact crates, and I just love them.
Yeah, and I want matching sets. I don't want a disarray of different cabinetry here.
Right.
Yeah, sad. Because well, it looks I might have one.
I love my East Coast crates too. So
yeah, well, I'm going to have to love my East Coast crates because that's the only people who make aluminum ones in that size for beagles. And I have one coming. I can't wait to add another beagle.
Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Oh, Terrapacaturgy.
Terrapacaturgy. That was my second choice.
Now, I know I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, but that's what we call it, Terrapacaturgy. And her call name is Tara. So, or maybe it's Tara. I don't know.
Cheryl said it's Jelly Bean.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the nickname. They all have everybody has a series of names for their dog.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I mean, you just have to have that. And the more you get to know them, the more developed. You know, Hazel's Hazel Grace when she's behaving herself, and she's Basil when she's not behaving herself, her devil side.
That's funny. My mother used to always put the name Elizabeth, no matter what dog or bitch. She'd say Velvet Elizabeth. She'd say Air Elizabeth. It didn't matter. She always say, "Would you stop what you're doing, Air Elizabeth? Are you stop what you're doing, Velvet Elizabeth?" It was always Elizabeth. I don't know why.
We've got, Cheryl does that with Grace. It's everybody, Hazel Grace, Olive Grace. Or, I don't know. Anyway, the cool thing that they did, well, they said so many cool things. By the way, just to set the scene for you at Aldi, you drive down a lot of dirt roads. I had to use two car washes to get all the dirt.
And one, like it's one lane. Like if cars come the other way, you've got to somehow squeeze over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was forever telling, because Sherry was driving, Sherry Burnt Smith, who I co-owned Beagles with in Foxtail. She was driving, and she would venture over to this. And I grew up on dirt roads. I know if you hit that curb, you might get sucked right into the ditch. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. And once I had a garbage truck coming the other way. But fortunately, it was one of the only places on that road with a little bit of a shoulder without a ditch. Because some places are just cut out of rock.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You're going into the drink if there was one.
Ah, but it's, so this is the scene. You get these gorgeous horse farms. It's fox hunting country. Beautiful horse farms. Beautiful just gentlemen's farms. And these little villages. It's like you're gone back to the 1800s. The architecture, the sense of history there is incredible. You go up these dirt roads and you end up at this place, and it's this beautiful house, an old stone house that the where the Beagle National Beagle Club has its headquarters. And then this little, I don't know, a miniature football field surrounded by very, very old log cabins.
And rustic.
Rustic indeed.
Yes.
Now there's no place to stay nearby or as far as hotels, nor is there a car wash, by the way. and there's one gas station, but you have to drive to Middleburg. So a lot of us rented Airbnbs and VRBOs. You know, if you're a dog show person, you might want to think about this, because we've had the best luck.
Oh my God. Ours was just beautiful. Just.
Yeah. And you just, when you make your request for either Vrbo or Airbnb, you just mention you have a dog. And sometimes they'll say you can have two or one or whatever. And man, this is, that way we got to live right in the setting for a week, right on a working farm. Yeah, it was delightful.
Cool. We were on top of a mountain, but it was the working farm sounds cool. Top of the mountain, I was a little leery going up there in the dark.
Yeah, well, driving home from dinner in the dark was, an adventure in itself. Yeah. But it really did, it was an interesting entry, a giant entry of dogs. And, the challenge there is handling the ring right and making your cuts and sorting it. And that's something that takes lots of practice. But there were some really good hounds, and they smartly added foxhounds and harriers for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So day for harriers and foxhounds. And I saw quite a few prospective judges that stayed because they could get beagles, foxhounds, and harriers.
Well, there were like 30 harriers.
Yeah, and 17 foxhounds. So that was a wonderful seminar and number of dogs. And we had a beagle exhibitor, I guess I can say her name, right, Lindsay, who shaved one side of her dog into a skeleton of herself. Now, I don't even know how to describe that. She took a real short blade where all the bones would be, so she looked like a skeleton. It was pretty creepy.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy, yeah.
But
not gonna lie.
But the student judges just loved it. And when she moved, you could see all the bones.
I thought I was in a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. It looked like she was ready for Halloween. But it was pretty cool. So, we did some mentoring, and there were some good students, interested students, and fine time was had by all. So there, and that's what it's about, right? The kinship, the people you get to see.
Oh,
well, in the Beagle specialty is an Aldi every 5 years. So it makes it extra special, kind of like Mars and Essex, right? Yeah. It's every 5 years.
But when it's at Aldi every 5 years, it's pretty special. And I, like the first time we ever, myself, I ever showed a dog that won at Aldi was 92. And Penelope, who we spoke of earlier,
yeah,
she worked for John and Wade. And her very famous junior handling dog was a dog named Pinedale's Clancy. And she very generously, because she went to school, let us have him up in Canada when I was working for Gary McDonald. And he was the sire of the dog that won the national that I showed in 92. So if it wasn't for Penelope, we wouldn't have that dog.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, I'd never met her before. Boy, she was fascinating.
She was just great to see her. Like I barely remember her because that was, 30 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
30 plus.
Time flies when you're having fun, Will.
Yep. Yep.
Time flies.
But it anyway, doesn't come we still look exactly the same. How can time fly so fast?
Yeah, it does. You and I do anyway. I mean, I noticed that some of those people, I don't know if you noticed this, but some of those people looked old.
They did. And
Not like us.
I don't like being old as old people.
We just froze in time, you and I. We're just still right there.
Like Austin Powers.
Chirogenics. It's unbelievable. They just take us, they unfreeze us, thaw us out, and do the podcast once we can throw us back in the fridge. Anyway, some talk about the Beagle Standard when we were there. And it's such an interesting conundrum, right? I mean, the standard hasn't been touched in, gosh, I don't know, I think since dinosaurs. But it's all about, you know, when you're a student, and it was fun talking about this while mentoring, you have to realize when. It's important to realize when the standard was written and why. In this case, it's a very thin standard. There's not much in it. It leaves lots to the imagination, but it has some key phrases. The one that I love is about the neck springing cleanly from the shoulder.
Yeah.
That just tells me so much about the carriage of the beagle and why it needs that neck so we can reach over and scent without having to run downhill and put its front down and still have that action.
Well, they need to keep their carriage because they are working. They're still moving.
Yeah.
And their head is down. They're not going to be as free. They're in a very athletic breed. They should be. So.
In your phrase, sporting hound, I think is a great way to...
Well, it's not my phrase because that's what they are, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, when you use that,
I've mentored a few people. That's why I find when I use that sporting hound, especially sporting people, they get it right away.
Yeah, they've got to be able to move. This is what they do. When you pull up the dirt road to Aldi, one of the many dirt roads to Aldi, you'll see on the grounds. It's called Institute Farm, where the National Beagle Club headquarters are. You'll see mowed paths in the woods, beautifully grassed, you know, green, lovely trails through the very rustic woods, right? These clean trails. And that's where they run the rabbits. And I know from my dad and back in the days, and certainly from all the beagle events that I put on over the years at the other place, watching them run rabbits should be a required. I mean, if you could require that for every judge, they'd judge them different. Because first of all, you're never going to see a good hunting beagle doesn't have quite a bit of length to it.
Now, or a scale up. You know, his tail's always going to be up. You know?
Yes, yes. And by the way, if it doesn't have enough brush on there, they all bleed anyway. When you, any beagles running rabbit come back with bloody tails. It's just the way it goes. The tip of their tail and the bramble.
It depends on the time of year. You might blow a brush or two, so don't penalize them too much when you're judging them. But
for sure, yeah. And don't get over-exaggerated with all that moose and 5 inches of...
That upside-down Christmas tree or the...
Right, yeah. Some of it's pretty fun. Some of it's pretty fun. But it's you're judging the tail, and it has to have enough coat or the right texture of coat to be protective. Anyway, when I was a kid, I can tell you that the field trial beagles they look like basset hounds, really long and low. So in the 50s, whenever they wrote the standard or approved it again, I think it was 50s, there's a phrase in there called short back. And when you say short-backed and you're learning the breed in 2022, you might picture a Fox Terrier. And that's the exact opposite of, I think, what the forefathers intended. I think they put short back in there because, relatively speaking, these things were 9 feet long. They wanted a shorter back than 9 feet long.
Yeah.
The German Shorthair Standard has a wonderful phrase, short back standing over a lot of ground. And that means they've got to have a front and a rear that has some width, right? You don't want to break it up into pieces, but if you did, maybe 25, 50, 25, something like that. But it's a short back for sure, but there's plenty of dog in front of it and behind it.
Right.
And sometimes we have to put the terms in these standards into historical perspective based on the breed's function at the time. And if you keep that in your head, you'll be able to grasp what's going on out there in the field.
Exactly.
We get it.
We're
the only country that wants them.
I know. We're the only country that wants them 15 inches tall. But I want a good, strong, lengthy rib cage. I want, because that's where your strength comes to your structure. And you can't, like, let's go back to poodles. If poodles get too short back, what happens, Wayne?
Well, they throw their fronts all over the place.
Well, their tail goes over their back and their head goes over their shoulders. They become a caricature of the breed type. And,
yeah.
And
their feet are under their nose instead of
right.
Under their
nose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Well, with beagles, I think this is the only country where you're going to see straight in front, straight behind, short necks, because that's how you're going to get a short, what they want is a short back. And they don't go anywhere. It's a really interesting, and it's another reason I think seeing dogs in their country of origin. By the way, I'm not suggesting that all the beagles in America should look like
dogs.
Not even
close. We tend to take them to extremes sometimes. We tend to take things like the standard to extreme where we want them short back, so they become incredibly short back to the point that they aren't functional anymore. When David Miriam gave her Bessie show at Westminster, he said when he watched her go around the ring, he could envision her working all day long.
And that was the most refreshing comment of any Bessie show judge, because a lot of them just say he asked for it, which drives me crazy. But yeah, Dave, But for David to put it in perspective like that, in function, in the perspective of function, is great. Anyway, the nice part about the standard is it does leave a lot. So the other hand, it's so brief and so short that it does leave a lot of interpretation. So we have lots of different heads. How heavy you want them, how handy they want them. There's lots of international blood now in the beagle pedigrees, which I think has given the American dogs back some of the houndiness they used to have.
And athleticism, there's no question.
Yeah. More bone, more body, more rib cage, plusher forefaces, the stuff that gives them that soft expression and helps them do their job. So, yeah, cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
A lot of fun.
Yep, it was indeed. And
you were mentoring for a while there, I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple of good students too. And I enjoy that a lot. I do enjoy doing that. The first thing I tell them is I'm going to give you my opinion only, and you need to go find somebody else's. And the thing that I like to do is when all the specials are now, we had 70 specials. So there's quite a lineup of dogs standing around outside the entrance of the ring for quite a while. And I like to take them one at a time and wander through there and go, look at that face, look at that face, look at that face, look at that. Because you're right up close to them and you can see the relative comparison. You're not going to be able to see, when I can say, see that head and look at that head and tell me the difference, because they're only 3 feet apart standing there and you can see the differences. And that was fun. And by the way, some beautiful faces, beautiful heads this weekend. And you can also just see their stallionness, if that makes any sense.
Oh, for sure. And all the boys staying together, you could see the alpha boys in them. You could pick them out.
Yeah. the ones that have that, that all of a sudden, you know, arch their neck and look like they want to take the place on.
And I think we're losing some of that. I think we talked about this before, but I find natural bred dogs tend to keep that, that attitude, keep that stallionness to them.
I agree.
Yeah. We didn't go like, when we showed off in high school, we showed off in high school because we were trying to attract the opposite sex. And that's the exact point. Now, the dogs that are AI'd all the time, they just look towards their owners and go, oh.
I mean, we also showed off because we were stupid.
Well, maybe. Yeah. It was mostly before the attraction of.
Yeah. Right. That was before our brains were fully formed. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is true. And I know it's a famous stud dog from many years ago in a different breed who was never able to cover a female himself. As a result, it was all AI. He was a popular sire. And guess what? His sons were all AI. And they just, you know, passed on that trait. So happens. Anyway, there are other events besides the Beagle National. Not that we care about them, but
that's not true. Hockey starting,
and I get to judge up in Canada during hockey season at the.
Yep.
Now I'm doing like the York and the Old York and the Old Fort all in 1 month or something. Which one are you, Old?
We're the Old York Kennel Club.
Old York Kennel Club.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it. That'll be fun, Will. That'll really be fun.
And you and I are going to commentate the group. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, and Paul is judging, and Patty Keenan, and Mike Annalizo.
Yep.
It's a great cast of characters.
It's going to be a great week.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
The shows start. Actually, there's 6 days of shows. We're only 3 days. We're the 7th, 8th, 9th of November, but also the Credit Valley show is the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So you can come to Toronto and do 6 days of shows.
So, that's cool.
Right? And it's in conjunction with the biggest agricultural fair in Ontario, in Canada. So the Royal Winter Fair.
That too. And the entries are open, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're listening, seriously, if you want to go up to Canada, it's so much fun. It's just, I don't know. I love the pace and openness of your shows. It's not as, doesn't seem as tense and stressed as some of the shows are in the States. But
Janie always compared coming to Canada. She said, she told me that she liked judging Canada because it reminded her of the old days in the States.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. Yep. Fun stuff. So we're doing that. And then Orlando's coming up. Sooner than you think, right?
That's December.
Middle of December.
Before Orlando, guess where I'm going, though? I'm going to Vegas, baby.
You're going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas, baby.
What are you doing there?
Jill and I are just going to hang out. Jill Cohen's there, set her with me. We're going to hang out in Vegas. We're going to catch Elvis impersonators, and I go see Aerosmith. Now I look and see the Aerosmith concert doesn't start till like 9 or 9:30. Well,
oh gosh.
Well, I might be asleep by then.
Sure you will be.
Well, my sister assures me that Steven Tyler doesn't stay on very long anymore.
That's probably true. Here's two songs. Take it, band. I gotta go to take a nap. Yeah, I know. When it used to, when live music around here, we have lots of live music in Kalamazoo. It's a wonderful art scene here. And but the music starts at like 10 o'clock, and I'm like, no, I'll just watch the video tomorrow.
I can't do it anymore. I felt like every day this week at Aldi, around 9 o'clock, I was done for the day, and Sherry wanted to stay up and chat, and I just couldn't do it. So
all that fresh air too outside, it was wonderful. And it was so nice being, everything's outside, the weather was perfect, and a good time was had. And the restaurants were great. We all went to the Red Fox one night, which is a historically amazing place. It's evidently the oldest operating inn in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we each received a letter from Jackie O that she wrote to the owner of the inn at her point. So I have one because I'm going to save it because I want to give it to my good friend Tim Terrell, because his wife is a huge Jackie O fan, Megan. Really? So I call her Megan O. So this, I'm going to give her this letter, and it's signed by Jackie.
Well, Jackie O had a tour of the American Kennel Club offices back in the day, just before I was there. But she came on a weekend day, and came in and had a private tour of the Hall facilities and was very interested in purebred dogs in that part of New York. So there you have it, a tip of the hat to the late Rachel.
So I have this for you, Tim, to give to your wife. So I might just give it to her anyway. So.
And another great restaurant across the street, the Oyster Bar.
Yep.
Yeah. And yet, picture these buildings are 200 years old, and they haven't changed it. You know, you don't want to be too tall in one of these places.
The stones, it's just...
Yeah. The beams and the ceiling, you know, I don't think our kids will, you and I, our sons wouldn't be able to fit in there.
No, they wouldn't want to.
Low ceilings and low doors, but yeah, great place. So we've got Orlando coming up. This weekend here is Monroe, Michigan. I might try to run over. There are 9 wire hair Vizslas entered. That's giant. So I don't want to miss that.
You know where I'm going? I'm going to go. I have a good friend of mine, Sean and Francois. They run the Oxford Dog Sports, and they are hosting a UKC show this weekend.
So, now, a United Kennel Club show from America, or United Kennel Club show from Canada?
It's in Canada, but it's for America. They're members of the UKC. Cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember.
I'm going to go there, and I'm just going to walk around and help out a bit if I can. And
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
When I bought the UKC back in the, whatever it was, 99, I was all excited. I found a United Kennel Club mug, an old one online. And when I got it, I later found out it wasn't the American United Kennel Club. There's a kennel club in Canada called...
Yes, it's happening this weekend, actually.
Is it really?
In Montreal, yes. Right now, as we speak, the United Kennel Club is going on in Montreal.
How about that?
Yeah, it's always a great event. It used to be right downtown at Place Bonaventure, and I don't know where it's moved to now. But when it was in Place Bonaventure, it was a big deal. You know, you have to go up that ramp. I remember the first time I was attending there as a handler. I've been there many times with Gary, but as my own, all I had was a standard 3-speed on the tree cargo van. And try going up that ramp with the 3-speed on the tree. And I wasn't that adept at it. So I had a lot of shaking and pushing going on trying to get up that ramp.
Well, especially for a guy who had to get a tow truck to tow out his tow truck.
That's a great story. I wonder if that picture is still up somewhere.
Probably is. But yeah, it's nice to see the end of the year wrapping up and see all the shows that are, you know, winding down and everybody getting ready for a new year. So there's a lot of talk about who's going to start off next year and what dogs are going to jockey in a position for top dog and how the rhythm of that works and whose turn it is and where the momentum is. And
yeah, well, then, you know, there's a big poll down there that starts off in January where you have to choose who you think are the top dogs. I think Paul Catterson and Ryan Wolf started it. Huh. You choose each group, and then it costs you so much to be members or to join this little contest. Really? The winner at the end gets the money. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What if the number one dog all breeds next year is not in the country yet? Well,
Jelly Bean.
I'm just saying.
This is a little insider tip, Ryan. Jelly
insider tip. You might want to. Let's just put it this way. I'm not going to tell you which one. But I'd put my money on a red and white beagle. There's a long shot tip, 200 to 1. Pony up. Anyway, I've got a wedding to go to. And
I myself do not.
Yeah, and you're the lucky one. And I love these people. I just don't do weddings well. I don't do banquets well. I didn't do any of the banquets or any of the meetings down at the Beagle National.
I'm sure any of my friends are listening know I don't do weddings well either.
Yeah. I meant attending weddings.
Oh.
But we had to, Cheryl, who's an incredible volunteer, by the way, she puts on a pretty good tailgate spread too. She volunteered to bring the cupcakes to the wedding. So, yes, so we had to pick up the cupcakes. Now, what happens if I take a sharp turn and spill the cupcakes? Well, is the wedding over?
Well, that part
of it. A lot of pressure. Cupcakes are a lot of pressure.
And I'm sure Cheryl will be too thrilled if you ruin the cupcakes.
This is true. I'm more worried about my oyster interior, but yeah, she'll remember the cupcakes. Anyway, anything else new up there, young William?
No, we're going to sit back tonight, you know, watch a preseason hockey game, because that's what we do here in Canada.
So Who's playing tonight?
Toronto and Ottawa.
Oh, that's a good
sport. I love Ontario, but it's just a bunch of kids. They don't play. Yeah. They play a handful of the regular skaters, but I think we're playing one of our new goaltenders. So that's why I'm going to watch. You know, I'm going to get my impression of it, and then I'll call Kyle up and give him my thoughts.
I think he's looking forward to it. I know he's looking forward to it every year. A lot of people don't know that you're the goalie coach, but I just let it out of the bag.
Yeah.
I know it's a second job for you, but
I just do it on the side, you know. Yeah. Goalie coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I haven't told Kyle I am the coach yet, but
well, somebody's got to do it. Anyway, we're getting ready for a new dog. You've got a new puppy. New shows cranking up for next year. We're wrapping up with some good ones in Canada and in Orlando. Oh, and by the way, our thoughts go out to all those in South Florida and now in South Carolina, it appears. Yeah. As we speak, it's headed that way. You know, the one thing about dog people, well, there's many things, but you know, this is when they get together and help each other and take care of each other's dogs. And that's just one of the great things about the sport.
Eastern Canada just went through that with Fiona, went through.
Yeah.
It hit Newfoundland hard, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim and Kim were telling me about
tragic.
We lost down there. So, yeah, these weather events are nothing to play around with. So,
for sure.
Buckle up. And by the way, you know, if there's a dog show, there's a hurricane heading your way or thunder, what do they call it?
Oh.
Yeah, you might want to skip that day. You might want to skip that.
No, we don't skip anything.
We don't skip. We're tough.
Come on, bring it on.
Yeah, we got that. All right. All right, young William, I am off to try to see if I still know how to tie a necktie in many years.
Best of luck with the cupcakes.
Yeah, and we're going to, I'll be thinking of, it's terrible. Anyway, a lot of pressure. All right, have a good one, buddy. Great to see you in person for a change. Great to see all our friends from many countries, wonderful beaglers and beagles from all over the world. It was a highlight of the year for me. I know it was for you,
too. No question. Anybody else out there listening, stay safe, and we'll catch you down the road somewhere.
Party on, Gert.
No way.
Better be paying attention, Doc.
Give me grace. Bury my sins.
So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right.
We love you, Ernie.
I need to go.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.
To see the world and take the throne. Don't hold back.
Thanks, Ernie.
We didn't mention hockey
either. Isn't that unbelievable, though? Put that in, Doc.
Man, I don't want to see it on a blooper anywhere.